Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan. I'm your host today. I've got here with me Thomas Harrison from Free League Publishing, and we're here to talk about Truvang, the Kickstarter for that for Dragonbane. So bringing the 20-year plus old setting to the Dragonbane role playing game. So super excited about that. Welcome, Thomas. Glad to have you here. How's it going?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For folks that may be new to us, I do want to do a quick little spiel. On Wednesday, we just released our 45th episode of our Dragonbane actual play. It's not a live play. It's a edited, and I do a lot of the sound design, creature effects, and combat sounds, and all that cool stuff. So only five more episodes to go, so it's should be wrapped up by April.
Very cool.
But it's been great. I love Dragonbane. The system is super fun. If you guys haven't tried it out yet, you definitely should. The box set has really everything you need to get started. Dice, cards, all the rules in this super campaign that we've played. So anyway, so Thomas, you launched this new Kickstarter this week, and it's already, of course, already super funded. How does that feel?
Pretty good. Yeah. No, it's been a busy day now since we launched it just under a day ago. So yeah, it's been great. It's doing doing well, which is well, you never know these things. We've done quite a few Kickstarters by now, and most of them are done well, but it's still a leap, you know, and you never know. So it's great to see that people are really responding to it. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those projects that I myself have been, longing to dive into Truvang, but I would prefer to do it in a Dragonbane context, and so now I can do that. So that's good.
So, what's the most exciting thing for you about bringing Truvang into the Dragonbane?
Yeah, I mean, personally, Truvang has always been sort of on my radar, but I never really dove in. It was one of those games that, back when Truvang first was released as a setting for the then edition of the Orc and the Wonder, which is Dragonbane, by Riot Minds, it's like 25 years ago, about around. Back then, there was like two Swedish RPG publishers. It was them, and there was Jan Ringen, who did a version of Mutant. Those guys later did Simbarum. And you sort of, for me, I went into the Mutant. So I was just watching Truvang from a little bit from afar, never quite got into it, but I always enjoyed like the mood, the idea of it, the feel of it. But every time I tried to sort of get a sense of how this actually played, I was a bit deterred, to be honest. It was a little bit too crunchy for my taste, and it had some issues that, I mean, for the right audience, I'm sure it was great. It was just not for me. So I never really got into it, but it was always been there like a thing that I would always, you know, someday it would be so cool to actually dive in there. And now we sort of got a chance to do that and in a Dragonbane context. So that's, just being able to do that. And we're starting a playtest of the campaign that's part of the Kickstarter now, the Saga of the Black Star, which are, I've never, you know, it's also one of those epic campaigns that you've heard about but never actually played. So now we're doing that too. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I want to talk about the Black Star later on. That cover just really struck me. But so speaking about just Dragonbane in general, I got my PDFs for the beta for the Book of Magic and Arcane City of Waves and Flames. And there's a lot of great stuff in there. I can't wait to get the physical copies. How's that coming along?
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, like you said there, we have the full beta PDFs of both books out since a while back now. Yeah. And that means they're basically done. But then we have now in the backer feedback phase, which is great. And I think I'm diving into now, like today or tomorrow, sort of going through all of that feedback. And I think particularly for the Book of Magic, because magic systems is one of those things that there's just an infinite number of ideas and thoughts and how it could and should be. So I didn't yet start going through all the feedback, but I've just seen those threads on our forums, and they are long, and there's a lot. So that, but it's going to be fun. It's going to make the books better in the end. So I'm looking forward to digging into that and see, you know, what tweaks we can make. I mean, if there is anything, we're not changing anything material, but still there are definitely, apart from just typos and things, which is obviously something we're going to fix, but then there could be some balancing things like here and there that will definitely be open to fixing as well. So that's next. And as soon as that's done for both books, they're going to print, and that's probably in about 2 weeks. They should be print ready, and then that starts, and then they're going to print, and then they're being shipped, and we're already getting some of the other items. Like, I have standing around here on my desk, I mean, I don't know what these were. This is like the little, this was stretch goal in the Kickstarter for Archon. This is the Master Achilles, one of the key NPCs in Archon. So we already got some samples of those.
That's
and
great.
Some other things here coming along. So that's sort of coming together. So fulfillment-wise, I think we're just a tad. I need to check when we actually said we were going to fulfill this. I think, April, and now it's February, so we have 2 months. But considering print time, ship time, it's probably going to be May before backers get the clearance on this. But so it's almost on time anyway.
Almost.
Almost.
That's great. I pretty much have a whole shelf dedicated to Free League now, which is actually probably going to be pretty nice. Full pretty soon. Now, with Trudvang coming out for Dragonbane, what does that mean for future Dragonbane supplements? Because I know there's some other things planned. Does that change the trajectory of releasing more setting books for Dragonbane?
Not really. It's more of its own thing. I mean, we have another two books in the works, and they have been planned and are being worked on in parallel. It's another campaign book. It's a remake of a classic campaign for Dragonbane from the 80s called Svavel Winter, which is, I think the translation will be Brimstone Sleep. It's actually Sulfur Winter, but it doesn't translate that well. So Brimstone Sleep is the preferred. It's a very cool, a bit quirky campaign that takes also place in the far north. And that's we're working on that. And then there is sort of an expert rules book. That's also one of the things that goes back to early editions of Dragonbane, that there was the core set, and then there was like Dragonbane Expert, and we're doing something similar, but it's more of a optional rules for things that are not covered in the core rules.
Okay.
So those two are in the works, and they're not that affected. I mean, maybe the Trudvang stuff will mean a little bit of a delay on those things, but not too much. Since it's not the same writers, it's not the same artists. There is nothing. There is some overlap in terms of editing, which means me pretty much, but otherwise there is not that much overlap in terms of, you know, the creative team. So not that much of a delay. So we're continuing like the main course of Dragonbane is continuing. So Trudvang is more like a fork, a branch on the Dragonbane tree. It's not like a new thing or this is going to be Dragonbane from now on. So it's more of a one flavor, one branch on the tree.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people are pretty curious about that. I mean, you know, especially me. now, Svalvinter, is that Erik Granström's setting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we talked to him.
He wrote a number of books, novels, thick fantasy novels. One which is also called Svalvinter, and then three more, like 15, 20 years ago, that were released. I think Swedish, maybe like one more language or something, but they haven't been translated into English. They're pretty good, really thick books, but cool, very cool. It's a very unique take on things. It's still like core Dragonbane. It's not like Trudvang, which has a bit of a different vibe to it. I think Svalvinter is more closer to the core Dragonbane. So we're keeping it in the same style and everything as the core Dragonbane books. But still its own flavor.
Yeah, I remember we talked last time I saw you at Gen Con about a year and a half ago. We talked about the expert roles and working on that. And I was looking through the I was looking through the Kickstarter page, and I saw a couple things that stood out for me that sound like they might be a good addition for expert roles. So I saw something about subspecialties, ranked heroic abilities, maybe some new travel rules. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Those things are actually things that, I mean, I think one, I don't necessarily agree, but the core Dragonbane rules are not, I mean, I've seen some comments that they don't work that well for longer campaigns and so on because of, you know, character progression. I think that's not entirely true. I think you can play quite a few sessions with the rules as they are.
We got 50 plus sessions.
So I don't think
there's 2 years of
it's not a one-shot only game by any stretch. Yeah. I think you can definitely play campaigns and pretty long campaigns with it. But that said, there is room to do more sort of character growth and development and some tools for that. And I think Trudvang is a game that sort of leans towards longer campaigns. So there is some overlap between Trudvang and the expert rules, and some Trudvang stuff might make it into the expert rules and so on. We'll see. So a couple of things we're doing for Trudvang is like tiered heroic abilities. Now there's just in the core Dragonbane system, you either have them or you don't. Yeah. But we're thinking on maybe having them in ranks, similar to the way spells work. So correct, you have to know this one to learn that one, and then you get a bit of a tree and a progression there. We're also looking into, in the core Dragonbane rules, you basically get one heroic ability that is locked to your profession, and that's basically it. You can take another if you want, but basically there's like one ability per profession. So the idea here is to have like an option of three and to tie these into three separate like sub-specialties for each profession. So you have the main profession, but then you have three specialties. And the difference between them, I think, mainly is the heroic ability that you start the game with, basically.
Okay.
So there's that. We're also considering maybe doing a little bit of a tweak in not changing too much, but maybe tweaking the starting skill levels a little bit, so you can sort of up one here, reduce one point there, just if we want to tweak that just a little bit more. I like the simplicity of Dragonbane that you basically have them trained or untrained and that's it. But, you know, there as an option, you could add that where you can sort of fiddle around with the numbers just a little bit more if you want to. And then there's the travel rules. We're not changing them dramatically, but in the core Dragonbane rules, you travel shift by shift, and you have like, and that is fine for shorter travels, but if you travel for weeks on end, that might get a bit, you know, there's maybe a bit too many dice rolls for right. that. It worked best for trips of a few days. And after that, so this, whereas Trudvang is a huge continent, so you can have like trips that last for weeks. And then you probably need to tweak the system a little bit just to accommodate those longer journeys. So that's also something we're looking at. So it's not a massive shift. It's just a tweak to make it work better for those longer trips.
Okay. Now, can you talk a little bit about the actual setting itself, where you know, the core Dragonbane is pretty open, is really made for folks that want to do a lot of homebrew, and you know, there are a couple of places, but Trudvang seems to have like a really it does have, just from the reading, the what little I have about it, just it feels completely different, less mirthy. So can you go into a little bit about the history?
There are similarities, but they are quite different. And that's sort of, I think, what makes it, you know, worthwhile having them as separate branches. I mean, the core Dragonbane game, it doesn't really have a setting. It's more almost setting free or setting agnostic. And that's by design, because that means you can create your own settings. There's great third-party material, and you don't have to learn all that lore, or you don't have to learn the setting. You just jump right in and play. So I think that really works for the game, for the most, I mean, for most players, that's really a strength of the game, I think, that you don't have that lower barrier to it. You can just jump right in. Even though we have sort of started build an implied setting almost through the adventures that we have been releasing, because they're sort of tied together. I mean, the first one, the Misty Veil, ties into Path of Glory, and Path of Glory ties into Archon. So we're sort of slowly building a little bit of a setting, but it's fairly low key. It's not a continent. It's just some areas, so you can sort of place them as you wish, and it's not a huge thing that you have to learn or dig into. I think Trudvang is very different in that sense. Trudvang is really a deep, rich setting, and that can be really cool, but it's also a bit more it's a bit more work to get into. But once you've done that, I think, you know, it can be so much fun to dig into all that lore and that setting work. But it sort of depends on what you're into. If you want that deep, big setting with lots and lots of lore, Trudvang will give you that. If you want to jump right in and play, the core game is does that, you know, for you. So it really depends on what you want. And with Trudvang, we're adding, I mean, there are already great third-party settings out there, but I think with Trudvang, we're adding one setting to the game. It's not the official setting, but it's one setting that you can play in if you want. And that sort of gives you an example of what Dragonbane can do and be. And yeah, I think you're right. The general tone is a bit more serious in Trudvang, a bit less mirthy, even though there are like the crazy, you know, dwarves and trolls with big noses and things. So there's like a fairy tale component to Trudvang, which does
That's
have
what some, I felt. Yeah.
There is some of that, but definitely overall, it's a more serious setting. It's more a bit grimmer than the core game in terms of tone and art style and things like that. So they are. But we think it's a good thing that, I mean, we're keeping the core game as it is. We're not changing that, but then just showing that Dragonbane can actually also be other things. So, and adding a new setting like that is one way of doing that. We have some ideas for doing similar things in the future. We'll see, just to sort of broaden the scope even more of what Dragonbane can be.
Dragonbane in space.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's been yesterday. Yeah.
Right. So, for the for folks that are familiar with Trudvang from 25 years ago or the later Chronicles, what are you drawing more from? Are you drawing more from the Chronicles era or from the earlier edition of
Trudvang? I mean, we're drawing from all eras, I think. I mean, it started Trudvang first. Bright Minds made a version of Drakkamoner, Dragonbane, which was actually didn't have Trudvang as a setting, but very soon after, there released a new edition which had Trudvang and introduced Trudvang as a setting, and it leaned more and more into sort of the sort of Nordic sagas, more not only Viking but also Celtic stuff, and it sort of built from there. And that they did that for quite a long time until they did the sort of Trudvang Chronicles game, which I think came out in 2017 or something. So it's quite a long history with lots of different artists and writers, and we're sort of been trying to go back and see what drew people into this setting in the first place, what drew us into it, and really drawing from all those sources. Now that it's the whole everything is owned by Simon, the board game company who bought everything, the whole Trudvang IP from Bright Minds a couple of years back. So so we basically have access to everything, and that's a real treasure. I mean, there's so much there. I mean, the art, there's so much amazing art and also lore. But then there is a lot of work going into now, just sort of sorting it out, trying to see what do we do, what's the way to present this, so that's the main thing that we're doing right now. Magnus Sæther, who is the lead editor, he was also involved back in the day, in the early days of Trudvang, so we had that perspective very much on hand. So that, which is feels great. So yeah, it's really from all eras, and we're trying to, I mean, it's not a copy paste thing at all. We're really I mean, it's still the same setting, but we're rewriting it, redescribing it from the ground up, a new graphic design, new texts, and just sort of taking what we feel is sort of the way to present this setting to players. Because maybe I'm not alone in having the feeling that having felt that this seems to be a fantastic setting. It is, but it's a bit hard to get into, both rules-wise and setting-wise. It's just a way to open it up for everybody. I mean, that's really what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's going to excite some folks. There are some folks I'm sure have a lot of nostalgia back from the earlier books. So I'm sure if they when they're going through it, and they're recognizing.
Yeah, I mean, you see that on the comments on the Kickstarter that you have, of course, the hardcore Trudvang fans, but you also have like the Dragonbane fans and new people. So it's great to see those coming together, because of course they had different perspectives on this. The Trudvang hardcore fans, they will, you know, be asking very specific stuff about very specific things, whereas the sort of general Dragonbane fans or whatever will have a different approach to this. So I think for everyone, it's always great to have that hardcore fan base of Trudvang people who can sort of inform the others, and it's going to be a good. I think it's just going to be a nice way to share information and just love for the game.
So for the new Dragonbane fans, are there things that besides what we've talked about already that you think they'll be excited about to bring from the Trudvang books into their Dragonbane campaigns?
Yeah, I mean, there is that. I mean, since these games will be completely compatible, and it's not. I mean, they're fully compatible. It's not. In the Year Zero games that we have been doing, they're sort of compatible if you tweak it. These will be completely compatible, so you can basically take. I mean, there's this new bestiary, George's bestiary for Trudvang. You can take a monster from there and put it into your regular Dragonbane campaign. Or the other way around, because they work. Mm. I mean, they're completely compatible in that sense. You could even take heroic abilities and professions and things from Trudvang and put it into your regular Dragonbane campaign if you want to, if you think that works for you. So there's definitely, you can definitely use this as a source book for Dragonbane, even if you're not playing in Trudvang. You could even, you could try out the tiered heroic abilities, maybe you can, so you can sort of mix and match the way you want. So I think for a Dragonbane fan, I think there's a lot to hear to take a look at as well. So hopefully that's going to be well received.
And you kind of sparked my brain about something. So are there shared kind of professions and creatures between both books, or is it the Trudvang all new professions, all new beasts?
I mean, there's going to be some. I mean, they're all new, basically. Everything is, but then there's going to be. Some of the professions are similar. Okay, they might not work identically, but they will be. Some of the professions are quite close. I think there is a bigger difference in the kin, because they are quite specific to Trudvang. One thing we're doing differently is, I mean, in the core Dragonbane game, you have your sort of classic Tolkien kin or races, whereas in Trudvang, it's a bit different. You have dwarves, humans, dwarves, and elves, but then they are a little bit different. So you had two kinds of elves or more. You have three kinds of dwarves and you have different human cultures from different areas of the world. And we're treating them as different kin to really sort of focus on the world in a sense. So if you're a Stormlander, that counts as a different kin from if you're a Midlander, and they have a different culture, and then you get a different innate ability depending on. I mean, so there's. So that I think on the kin, the differences are greater. In the professions are, some of them are fairly similar, but then you get these subspecialties, which is basically a choice of heroic abilities and a bit of a lore bit as well. But so basically it's going to be fairly familiar, but not exactly the same.
Yeah, I think folks will take to that. Some people like just little tweaks where maybe if Dragonbane is pretty straightforward. If this gives them a little bit more flexibility, I think some folks really take that.
Right. Well. I mean, there's something to be said for both things. I mean, I think the core game is works in the sense that you get everything is pretty quick. You get your heroic ability, you get your trained skills, and you can just go. And that, I think that really works for some groups. I like that kind of gaming myself, that you know, it's quick to get into. But yeah, some groups prefer to have a little bit more tweaking and some more options for your character. And I think Trudvang will give you them some of that.
Yeah, it really worked for us. I mean, just really having 2 hours that we could kind of dive in and play a game, it was really nice just to jump in. So this has, you've got 4 books you're releasing. This is a pretty big Kickstarter to have kind of everything out at once. So you've got the core rule book, which you're incorporating the Dragonbane rules, the full rule set in that now. That's a change.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the other books that are part of this campaign?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, we did make that change. Starting out, we thought of doing this as a more of an expansion to the core Dragonbane game, but then we realized there isn't that much to add to make it stand alone. Basically, the few pages of combat rules, and then you pretty much have a full game, because we're still needed new to describe the professions again, and the kin, and the magic is different, and everything. So it's maybe like 20 pages that we're using from. Then we figured, why not do that? Because quite a few fans asked for that. So we figured, yeah, why not do that? But anyway, yeah, the other books are, there's the World of Trudvang, which is the big setting book, and that's really a book that is. Only purpose is to sort of draw you into the world and let you sink your teeth into the world of Trudvang. And there's going to be a lots of art in that. There's a new map, and there is, of course, texts. But we try to not make it too wall of texty. So it's there's going to be quite a bit of information and lore, but also just lots of art and tidbits to sort of draw you in. And so you learn about the history and the different geographical regions, the different religions and things like that.
Any adventure seeds in that book?
Yeah, there's probably some adventure seeds. We might even place the solo rules in there, and to sort of really use the setting in the solo rules. That's sort of still working out exactly how that's going to work, but that's the idea we have. And possibly the travel journey rules will be there as well, since it's so connected to the world as such. So that's that one. And then there is the George's Bestiary. It's sort of a classic bestiary that's been around for Trudvang for a long time. And there are so many very, very cool monsters in this world, and there is amazing art of them. And so we're doing, it's your basic monster manual, and there's just some amazing stuff in there. So that's that. And then the fourth and final book is the campaign, which is, it's going to be a big book. It's probably, I mean, all of these books will require a lot of work. But I think the campaign is the one where even more than the others, maybe like really, really rewriting from the ground up. This is a campaign that was published only for the Swedish edition of Trudvang back in the day, in 4 installments, in 4 separate books over quite a few years. And it has some really, really cool stuff. It has, you know, environments, scenes, characters, locations, and it's in, you know, the, you know, it's a really epic thing. But it was also had some issues. It was basically impossible to play with the same characters through the whole thing.
No,
there is things that you, and it's kind of railroady, but it's, so it felt like this diamond in the rough that we felt like doing this, you know, again, in a way that, you know, go through it from the start and adapt it to Dragonbane, but also make it like more playable, really, is something that we really wanted to do. So that is what we're working on right now. I think maybe 1 or 2 of the adventures have been published for Trudvang Chronicles, but then we're revising those completely. And then the 3rd and 4th parts of the campaign have never been published in English before, so that's completely new. So that's going to be cool. We're starting a playtest of it soon, so that's, I'm looking forward to that one personally.
I have to say, just so the art on all these books are pretty amazing. They look like oil paintings to me.
Yeah,
But the art for the Saga of the Black Star really stands out to me because it's really So a lot of the other ones are there's a lot going on. There's just There's combat and tussling and just there's like lots of layers. For that one, it's pretty stark. You've got these small folk on the look at the edge of a lake in front of this super dark wood, and they're small. They look very very grim. I'm not sure if those are supposed to be the adventurers or folks that you meet, but that really it really draws you in because the darkness looks so foreboding and they look like they're maybe not quite up to the task, whatever the task is.
I love that image. It's one. I mean, all of the cover art is done by Paul Bonner. Of course, he's a legendary artist. And he works, as far as I understand, entirely by hand. So he basically paints these images, old school, and then scans it and sends it to us. So it's really, and I think you can feel it has that, because I mean, there's a lot of great digital art being done, but I just think this handcrafted stuff, it just has a different vibe to it. I think it carries through.
Yeah.
And I agree, this particular one, I love it as well. It's very cool. Those are actually some lake trolls, I think they're called, that you actually meet in one of the adventures. But you could also, also maybe be the adventurers. But yeah, it's this actual scene from the adventure. Okay. And that just darkness of that dark forest, I think it just works beautifully. So, yeah, it's one of my favorites too.
And having 25 years of Trudvang to pull up, I'm sure you have lots of art available for this. How much new art is part of this campaign?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. And even though, of course, there's some of it, a lot of it has been published before in one way or another, we find new stuff that we never seen before. Maybe it's been published somewhere, but we just, this is a fantastic piece. I've never seen it. So it's new in terms of, I mean, there's stuff that I think has never been published before that is being published for the first time in this, but maybe it was actually painted earlier, but never used for one reason or another.
Okay.
It's hard to know. And then we're doing some original artwork as well. Paul Bonner did the new cover art for the core rulebook. So that's one of the cover there. And then we have the big new Trudvang world map by Francesca Bairald, who's done that.
Both her maps.
So there, and then, so there's that. And then we're doing, it's not so visible. Maybe we have some spreads on the Kickstarter page. They're quite low resolution and quite small, but Niklas Brandt, who's done the graphic design, the redesign, he's done all these little details of the footers and heathers and the graphical elements, like little wood carvings, if you look at them closely. And that's all new. So there's lots and lots of smaller like details that are completely new and original for this edition. So there's quite a bit, even though, yes, we are also drawing on 25 years of fantastic Trudvang art. It would sort of be insane not to
use it. Yeah. Close to wrap up, but I want to touch on a couple things that are important to some folks. Will there be a third-party license available for this setting?
Yeah, that's a good question. So actually, Trudvang is a license from Simon. We don't own the brand. We own Dragonlane, but not Trudvang. It means that we can probably not do a third-party license for Trudvang like specifically, because that would not really be up to us. What we can do, however, or what fans can do, which I think should be completely fine, is that use the normal third-party license for Dragonbane, and just you couldn't put Trudvang on the cover like a big logo or anything, be right on the back. This adventure for Dragonbane takes place in the world of Trudvang. And then you could just do that. I mean, because you could do that. You could place it in any setting you prefer. So it would need to use the normal license. It couldn't probably not say Trudvang on the cover, but it could say in the description on the back cover, this is an adventure that takes place in Trudvang. And then you could, just do the normal third party license thing. And so in that sense, I think it's should be entirely doable for. Creators who want to do write adventures and things in Trudvang, I think that should be entirely possible. Yeah.
All right. I think that's a great answer. So there's quite a few stretch goals and add-ons available for this. Do you want to touch on some of your favorites there that you still have a few left to unlock here?
Yeah, we put up a few more because they ran out. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. In general, when a Kickstarter goes pretty well, you end up in a position where you might want to do more stretch goals, but we have to be careful not to overdo it because we don't want to, you know, do anything that would create troubles for us down the line in getting everything done. So there is that. But that said, I think we have some pretty cool things. We have a soundtrack, we have dice and cards, we have, you know, solo mode, which is going to be interesting. We just we haven't really started work on that yet at all. It's just sort of discussing how to do it. So that's going to be an interesting thing. There is one in the core Dragon Man game, but that's very specific to one location.
Right.
It's more like a solo campaign frame or solo adventure. So we're doing something different here. And then there's a standee set. You've seen those for Dragon Bane before. We're doing one that's not been unlocked yet, but if it is, we're doing one for Trudvang. And then there is a bonus adventure called The Secret of the Winter Woods, which is a classic adventure written by Magnus Sider, who's the lead editor that I mentioned. He actually wrote this in the year 2000 even before Trudvang was called Trudvang. He wrote this, so it's a bit of a classic here, and he's updating it now, revising it, and if it's unlocked, it'll be included as a PDF for all backers.
Oh, beautiful! That's great. I think we covered a lot of ground as we like to do. are there any things any final thoughts that you want to tell our subscribers?
No, I mean I don't think so. I mean, we're doing lots of other stuff as well. We already touched on you know, the other Dragonbane stuff.
But right.
We have the Invincible RPG coming up. That's going to print soon. And finally, we have completed the Replicant Rebellion and the asset pack for the Blade Runner RPG. So that's coming also to backers soon. So also looking forward to that.
Oh, and the new Twilight 2000.
And that one. Yeah, Operation Reset is being worked on. And it took a bit longer than we thought, but it should be out. You know, we haven't sent it. It's going to print. Yeah. Maybe in a month or so, and then it takes a bit of time to print and ship. So around, I don't know, Gen Con time, we hope to have it, or shortly thereafter.
We're actually going to do another season of Twilight 2000 this year sometime, which probably won't come out till next year.
All right.
And this is a pretty good Twilight 2000 podcast, Dork Day Afternoon, just, you know, if you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for those updates. Thomas, it's always great to chat with you. I love that you are kind of give some priority time to us smaller podcasts out here. So
always the better.
So great to talk to you. But have a great day, and thanks for watching, folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And on the floor, there is a skeleton in rusty chainmail.
Dargle, step over him. Keep walking.
Baylor will stop and take a look at it.
I will stay back.
Okay. Well, Baylor, you will stop and take a look at it.
And Dane will cover
it. Take an observation, see if it was, like, destroyed or...
The skeleton is, has an old broadsword, which does not necessarily seem to be in that poor of a condition. He is wearing what appears to be the remains of his chainmail, and his one of his hands, he has a ring on its finger.
Hmm. Oh, no.
Okay, wielder of the incredibly powerful sword, don't touch that.
I'm not. So what's the ring look like? It looks special or just like a ring?
The ring, apparently, unlike the armor and the sword and the body, is untarnished by time.
Ooh. Fascinating. Does somebody have a bag?
Then again, his body doesn't look that old.
I can just, like, knock the finger off.
Nope. Nope. Guy keeping us all alive? Don't. I'll break it off. That's fine.
Okay, just wrap it up. We might be something useful.
I'll break the finger off and.
You can literally just slip it off.
Why are you touching it?
Sure, but I put my glove on first.
You put your glove on and you remove the finger.
I immediately draw my bow.
Why draw your bow?
Because he doesn't know how to draw cats.
When you remove the finger,
you are funny, soup eater.
A ghost of a handsome young man rises above the skeleton.
Oops.
This always happens.
Filling the room with a faint glow that seems to emanate from him. My name is Kaldan.